Lesson 3. Don't believe the press telling only the bad news that motherhood is all dirty nappies and sleepless nights, which are said to cause mothers to abuse kids. When I got married, it seemed the most natural thing in the world that I would have 3 babies in 4 years. Having children was what I had always wanted. I was fulfilled in my work and happy generally, but having children was the absolute high point. Fortunately, my partner shared this view. But for some people, raising their children is a tough thing. Surely raising children is a responsibility. You make a baby and you can't get drunk, stay out all night, or go on holiday on impulse. In fact, you can't really have any arbitrary thought at all when everything you do has to be so well organized. It's also true that I would love just occasionally to be totally irresponsible, unmindful of anyone's needs but my own. I remember the time I was 7 months pregnant and struggled with a stroppy 3-year-old son and a crawling 1-year-old daughter. My back ached, and what is worse, I couldn't find the right coloured crayon for my son to shade in Batman's cape. He repeatedly complained to me. A pencil just would not do. I was greatly embarrassed. At last, lay on the kitchen floor and sobbed. Then he was filled with wonder. Well, so what? So he learned that parents are vulnerable too. I explained my wretched feeling to him in words he could understand. Then he consoled and encouraged me in the way that only 3-year-olds can. I feel enhanced by my children. They have added to, not taken away from, my life. When I look back to the early years, I wonder how we managed. We had less stable working lives and significantly less cash, which meant no babysitters and few evenings out. I had long-standing back pain and was always either pregnant or lying down. But you can give love and attention from any position. The only thing young children really need from you is the sight and touch of you and your 2 ears to listen to them. The point is, everything changes. The confusion in bringing up children does recede. The love you feel for your kids is the most gratifying thing. Believe me, it's true.